Dictation 26th of May, patient Lorraine, L-O-R-R-A-I-N-E, McLean, capital M-C, capital L-I-N, date of birth 1-4-1946. Lorraine McLean continues to follow the office report of previous diagnosis, number 1, type 2 diabetes, number 2, peripheral neuropathy, number 3, hyperlipidemia, number 4, hypercalcemia. Paragraph. Card medications, metformin, 1,000 milligrams twice daily, comma, Lantus, 6 units twice daily, comma, aspart, 5 units 3 times a day. Peer paragraph. On this visit, comma, there were no major complaints, and her blood sugar control had improved with a recent hemoglobin A1C of 6.5%. Peer paragraph. She did mention having occasional hypoglycemia, particularly after meals, but has satisfactory blood sugars throughout the night. Per paragraph. Recent lab studies: colon serum calcium now 11.0 milligrams per dl, ng per dl. Per paragraph. On examination, blood pressure 140 over 78, come weight 222 pounds, and BMI is 35.9, period. The heart was normal, the lungs were clear, and the peripheral examination was grossly intact. Preparative impression. Type 2 diabetes, good control, comma, occasional hypoglycemic episodes after meals, comma, hyperlipidemia, and hypercalcemia, preparative. Previous investigations have shown a negative workup for hypercalcemia, except for possible borderline parathyroid hormone level. Per paragraph, the most likely cause of her hypercalcemia is felt to be primary hyperparathyroidism. Per paragraph, plan colon Ozempic 0.25 milligrams injections weekly has been started to try and improve her weight control and maintain satisfactory blood sugars. Per in regards to her hypercalcemia and probable hyperparathyroidism, comma, I have recommended a surgical consultation with Dr. Beth Kimball for further input in regards to possible neck exploration for a parathyroid adenoma. Peer paragraph. End of dictation.